Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Corey Fleischer, the founder of Erasing Hate. Good afternoon to you, Corey, and thank you for being with us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Why don't you start off by explaining to us what exactly is this organization, Erasing Hate? What does it do?
Okay, so Erasing Hate is the first movement of its kind that targets, locates, and eliminates hate speech graffiti anywhere in the world free of charge. So basically, we have a large network of a few hundred thousand people that report hate to us, and then basically we put it back out on our social media. And people basically engage. So instead of, you know, in the past how people have been running, you know, out of the fire, now people are running towards it. So we put the location of whatever the hate is, if it's anti-Semitic, if it's, you know, homophobic, really any kind of hate. We put the location, we put the spot, we put the tools you'll need to have it removed, and then literally you see people running towards it. And that's what we do.
What an amazing initiative, because so many of us feel so powerless so very often, and here you're giving us a concrete avenue to actually do something. Corey, how does one access this site or inform you of things that need addressing?
Yeah, so it's pretty easy. I mean, you can follow us on Instagram at Erasing Hate. We're on Facebook at Erasing Hate. Realistically, all you have to do is Google Erasing Hate, and you'll be able to link up with us. We answer all the messages. We answer all the questions. And, you know, it's as simple as that. We have a lot of people always asking us, you know, how do they join the Erasing Hate movement? How do they join the Erasing Hate army? And it's as simple as just being active. And you know, just like the commercial that I just heard while I was waiting for you guys, to not just sit there and to be proactive. And I think that's the most important thing. For such a long time, people have been so dormant and watching what's going on and not acting. And from what you're seeing around the world, you know, recently in the last few weeks, it's so very important to stand up when you see that there's an issue happening, even if it has nothing to do with you. You know, empathy is something that I'm trying to push, you know, as hard as possible, and something that as a world we need to start acting on. So yeah,
Corey, how did you come about how did you fall upon this idea?
So basically, I'm from Montreal, Canada, and I was I had a graffiti removal company, and I was driving on one of the major streets downtown over here, and I pulled up to a light, looked over it, and on a cinder block there was a giant swastika, and you know, I happen to be Jewish, and a graffiti remover, and I was in my truck, and I had all the tools to have it removed, and as I'm sitting at the light turns green, and you would think that, you know, I would have popped out of my truck and whipped out my power washer and erased, you know, my very first piece of hate, but that's not what happened. I kept on driving. And the second that I kept driving, I felt sick to myself. I couldn't believe that I had the opportunity to make a difference, the opportunity to make a change, you know, stop the cycle of hate so that anybody else who drove by that light wouldn't be affected by that swastika. And I didn't do anything. And I went to a job, and around 2 hours later, 3 hours later, I had this epiphany moment where I was looking at what I was doing, and I realized, you know, how unimportant it was. And I sent everybody home. I went back to the swastika and I erased it. And you know, it was the feeling that I got from erasing it was something that I was searching for my whole life. It's kind of a very hard, you know, thing to explain, the feeling you get, but it's filled with adrenaline, and it was something that I was searching for such a long time. And that's kind of what I started doing. I didn't know how, but I knew that I needed to get that feeling again. And I just started basically driving around the city. I stopped playing all my sports and stopped doing pretty much everything. And after work, I would jump in a car and drive alleyways and downtown streets and anything that I could find that was flagrant towards any community. And in the first 5 years by myself, I found 50 pieces. You know, I found them and I erased them myself. And ever since it's gone public now, almost 2 years, you know, we've erased, you know, tens of thousands of pieces of hate right across the world.
Absolutely remarkable. And given how split this world is at the moment, it would seem that your services are going to be needed more now than ever before, unfortunately, Corey.
Yeah, you know, it's something that, you know, a lot of people are looking down on it. And what I'm seeing, you know, especially with what we have this new, you know, this new a thing. It's going to be coming out. It's called The Racing Haters. It's a spinoff of Racing Hate, where it's basically going to be a platform where people are going to be able to see hate online. So we cue hate speech online to people to report it. So just getting people involved is what's most important, and that's kind of what we're doing. It's all about being proactive. It's about stepping up. It's about being involved. It's about partaking in change, and that's what a Racing Hate is all about. So you know, as long as we can get people to get up and to stand up for what's right, then we're doing our job.
Corey Fleischer, founder of Erasing Hate, thank you so very much for speaking to us here on 101.9 Chai FM.
Thank you guys for having me on your show. I very much appreciate it.